Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 7 minutes after the hour. We're going to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. I'm sure we're all excited about this. People get all worked up about the list that is published by Talkers Magazine every week at talkers.com of the top stories in the news talk radio world, put together, compiled, if you will, by the folk. That was a synonym, Michael. Did you notice that? Put together, compiled.
Compiled, if you will.
Yes, please.
What does if you will mean? Does that mean, do I have your permission to use two words?
Yes, you do. Yes. Okay. If you choose to use, if you will, you may do that.
Right, if you will.
You'd like to do that. Yeah, this could be a whole exercise in wonderment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. The stories for the week of March the 6th through the 10th. Pretty dominant. Well, I'll let you go through the list. I'd encourage you to give us enough time to talk about something beside Russia and the Ukraine war, because there are, in fact, other things going on. Although, to listen to the radio, you would find that difficult to believe. Anyway, what's going
on? They're hidden in the microscopic recesses of early Sunday morning.
Yes.
At 4:03 a.m. Central Pacific time.
Yes, Central Pacific time.
I mean, not Pacific West Coast time. I mean Central Pacific Ocean time. Okay, here we go with the chart of wonderment. At number 10, International Women's Day. Bing. At number 9, climate change and immigration.
You know what? Let me interrupt you for just a second. We did on the DJV program talk about some of the women who've made fabulous advances, and then I always grouse about the fact that it shouldn't be women, it should be just achievements, but we're so immature that we still separate people out by the color of their skin and their sex and that sort of thing. It seems very immature. But then you look at if we're fighting the way we are, and war is, by definition, immaturity at its worst. So, you know, you guess you can't expect. There's a lady who's been named the captain of the largest nuclear-powered aircraft carrier in the world, and she got our focal point, or was the focal point of discussion. But there are plenty of other women. You know, the lady who's been put up for the Supreme Court. But I say, not taking away from their achievements, it's just too bad that we're still so childish, so immature, that we, you know, are concerned about things like that. And then, you know, you're going to have the discussion that I think we started to last week about the person who's the most qualified. Why should it make a difference what their sex is, what their color, the color of their skin is, you know, that kind of stuff. But we apparently that's still is part of the growing process. Will we ever get to be mature, Michael? That's the question.
Well, as we listen to your diatribe about that, we've all grown more mature, just chronologically. You've just devoted more time to discussing International Women's Day than all the other hosts in talk radio combined.
Okay, so then
I'm kidding with you. I'm kidding with you. The truth of the matter is, you touched on something very interesting, and that is, this is a global celebration, whatever that word means, you know, UN endorsed acknowledgement of International Women's Day. And whereas in the United States, some of these issues no longer seem as pressing, around the world, women still are persecuted on levels that are shocking to our sensibilities, let alone annoying to our sense of fairness. I mean, we're talking shocking. Yeah, so the key to this is that it's International Women's Day, and we should keep that in mind.
By the way, what a wonderful world. What a descriptive world. Talk about speaking visually. Shocking. That's a great word. Thank you for using it. Shocking.
I'm still shaking from having uttered it.
Shocking. Okay.
Number 9, thank you. Climate change tied with immigration reform. Number 8, big tech tied with social media. They're connected. Not all of our ties are connected. In some cases, they are. In this case, they are. And number 7, crime, violence, and race relations. Crime and violence, and often race relations are connected, but race relations is a world unto itself. At number 6, COVID-19. This is the lowest it's been on the chart.
Yep.
Since it first was announced 2 years ago this week by the World Health Organization, that this thing called the Wuhan coronavirus, now called COVID-19, was a pandemic. And we're 2 years into that, and now it's number six. Of course, it could be number one if it weren't for all the other stuff going on that has sort of obliterated it.
It's kind of nice that it's not.
It doesn't mean, yeah, exactly. You know, it's what we choose to talk about. And we can only, you know, we can't double track our talking. You know, the left speaker, we're talking about COVID, and the right speaker, we're talking about the war. I mean, it's...
why not? Everything else is left and right. Might as well do that, too. No more stereo. It's all mono.
Damn it's mono and it's it's monotonous.
Yes, monotonous.
At number five, 2022 and 2024 elections. We used to talk about how, you know, election season was all the time. Now we talk about two elections at a time. We talk about the midterms and the presidential election constantly. Talk about simultaneous discussions. At number four, the January 6th committee investigation and let the convictions begin. At number, well, I don't know. Some people don't think it's happening fast enough. The economy and gas prices are at number three.
Wow.
And gas prices is part of the economy, but that's the major topic this week in terms of economic issues.
Yep.
And number two, U.S.-Russia-China relations. And number one, the Russia-Ukraine war. Mm-hmm. The People Survey, Brittany Griner, basketball player, number 10, Nancy
Stuck
Pelosi.
Stuck in Russia?
Nancy Pelosi at number 9, Ron DeSantis at 8, Greg Abbott and Ken
Paxton. You know what Nancy Pelosi should do? She's really worth her salt. She'd offer to exchange, to change places with Brittany Griner so that she could be the hostage over there and bring Brittany home. Wouldn't that be nice?
Is that what she should do?
Yeah, she ought to do that. Yeah, she's really interested in helping America. Okay, next.
All right, number seven. You should have heard what was going on in my head while you were saying that, as I was deciding whether or not to throw out a few quips about Nancy Pelosi playing basketball, but I couldn't think of anything that was funny nor appropriate.
Okay.
Greg Abbott and Ken, we talked about them. Kamala Harris at number six. She's the vice president of the United States. At number five, Donald Trump.
Oh, geez, that's right, too.
Yeah. At number five, Donald Trump. He still thinks he's president of the United States.
Not for long. He's not a kingmaker anymore. I think he's lost
Let me tell you what we're finding, and I say this very hesitantly because we're just starting to put this research together, and it's not politically motivated. But is Donald Trump losing his luster within the GOP and within the Republican and conservative talk radio community? It appears to be the case.
Well, you want to have an example of that, just as an aside, just for a second. An example of that is the race for a House seat in Tennessee. A lady named Morgan Ortegas said that she wanted to run for this seat. She did so with former President Trump's complete and total endorsement. And it was, as you were suggesting, was, past tense, a surefire way for a candidate to become competitive in a crowded field. However, it has backfired on her. This lady was a former Trump State Department spokesperson. She moved to Tennessee only months ago to run for this seat. And the people who are in Tennessee are furious about this reality. They think, oh, the carpetbagger. It reminds me of when Hillary Clinton moved to New York to run for the Senate seat there. Same thing here. And people don't like it. And they don't like it that Trump was pushing her as hard as they were. And they said that he's irrelevant and she's irrelevant. And she probably is not going to get very far. But I thought it was very interesting that it was built, the arguments built around Trump's endorsement and her moving in, thinking that because she had his endorsement, she would automatically become number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting indeed. And this is something to watch very carefully, both in examples such as the one you've cited and also just the positions of commentators. Yeah. See, a lot of people are invested in their support of Donald Trump, either emotionally or professionally.
Yeah.
But they're even more invested in their own well-being. And let's just say the debate, the internal debate, the conflict is beginning.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting to follow.
Well, it's very interesting to see other people suffering that same thing. A kid, and this literally is a kid, he's a congressman from North Carolina named Madison Cawthorn, who appears to be about as dumb as a rock, went on record this week in an interview saying Zelensky is nothing but a thug and we shouldn't be supporting him. Well, you can imagine how well that one. He called him incredibly evil. Well, he is corrupt, like most of the other leaders of the Eastern European bloc. But for him to be dumb enough. And that's, I mean, after I saw that, I looked at some of the other things he said. He makes Marjorie Taylor Greene look like a member of Mensa. So,
yeah. Well, anyway. I'm not sure that I care to stand beside you in your statement that Vladimir Zelensky is corrupt. But I guess you have your reasons for saying
I
that.
I do have but, my reasons, yes. Okay, but it's okay.
Yeah. So
not corrupt in this circumstance, just the way the Eastern European, it's sort of interesting how Eastern European and Russian thinking is. They aim to be corrupt. They're just part of society. Everything over there is kind of corrupt. At least that was my experience in my trips over there. At any rate, he still is a good... he's a beacon of light as far as leadership is concerned. That's for sure, I think. A Jew?
Would you say that Winston Churchill was corrupt?
No. Well, I don't know. I suppose everybody is to a point.
Well, that's the point. But, where do you draw the line? You know, it's your corruption versus my corruption.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
They say it takes a certain amount of grease to keep the wheels turning without them, burning up.
All right. So
Trump is 5. Xi Jinping is 4. The aforementioned... saint or sinner, Vladimir Zelensky is number 3. Vladimir Putin is number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1, and there are the talkers charts for you.
18 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown story list. At your whim, you can go to the DJVshow.com website and see the list. You can go to talkers.com and see the list. At number 10, the discussion this week of International Women's Day. It's actually International Women's Month as well. Climate change. Not much discussion about that, but it's on the list. We all know there are only 2 or 3 things that have been discussed this week, so let's get to them fast. Number 9, as I said, is the weather and climate. Number 8, the social media and big tech. Number 7, crime and violence. Number 6, COVID. The election of 2022 is 5. January 6th is 4. Then we get to the biggies. Price of gasoline and its impact on the economy is number 3. Our relationship with Russia and China, number 2. And the Ukrainian war certainly is number 1, as you would expect. So those are the items under discussion this week by the great radio hosts on the great radio stations all across our country.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's their editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm nothing in comparison to Michael. I'm the host of the program to a point. But Michael is the most important. And by the way, good hosts.
What are you saying?
I'm saying good hosts always let the guest or the person who is on with him shine. The focus is on you and not on me. Once in a while, I do get off on a toot, as you acknowledged earlier when we were talking about something that I've at this point forgotten about. So here's something that is, I think, very interesting. And when we're talking about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, some of the ancillary things. I love talking about things that are, sort of a side street to the issue. For example, this week, the Lada company, which makes the cars in Russia, shut down. There's no supply for parts because most of the parts come from other countries and they can't assemble any more Ladas because there are no parts to assemble the cars.
Is that what they call the cars in Russia, Ladas?
Lada. The brand is L-A-D-A.
I didn't know Russia made cars.
Yes, they make the Lada. Well,
they
used to make
a lot of Ladas. Now they make
a lot of Ladas now.
Little Ladas, yeah.
Yeah.
Little Lada.
Yeah. And then there's the fellow... Calm down. The station owner who is getting death threats... I mentioned this last week. There's a station somewhere in Kansas, I think, that plays Russian programming. He's sold his time to the Russians.
We're running the story by him in Talkers today.
Yes, and what does it say? Want to give us
He basically is against the National Association of Broadcasters for discouraging the airing of Russian-oriented, Russian-originated programming. He says it's anti-First Amendment. Actually, it's not, but
no,
it's his opinion, and we run it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I want to hear the story. I want to hear more about that because I did not know. I haven't seen the talkers. I've seen
it probably isn't even up yet as we're speaking, yeah. But it's uh-huh. it's going in today's news. It's
part overview.
Of, it's part of the cycle news. That we're preparing. Yeah,
talkers.com. Get the daily news and the list every week. By the way, of the top stories and the top people, talkers.com. Also at djvshow.com. So, all right. So this guy is saying that he believes that. He's in the right, even if they blow up his station. Somebody's going to blow up his station or do something horrible.
Look, you know, that's so wrong. Two wrongs making a bigger wrong.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, right. But I'm just saying, you know how people are when they get something. They don't know the whole story. There are lots of people, lots of radio stations that sell what we call brokered time. And the Chinese government has bought time on stations. I don't approve of that. I don't think we should be doing that. I don't think we should have. I don't think this guy's a businessman. So he's doing what he's allowed to do. I think the government should step in and not allow broadcasts in any foreign language, frankly. Period.
Oh, my.
We don't know
my.
What they're saying. But
oh, my. I don't, oh, my.
There we go.
Yeah.
oh, my. What has he said
oh
now?
You're right. And yes, we should arrest right. those people.
Yes. What have you been waiting for? Absolutely. You're under arrest if you play that stuff. How do we know, though? Seriously. How do we know what the Chinese are saying in Chinese, what the Russians are saying in Russian, what even the Latin shows. You know, there was a study that was done.
I have trouble understanding what some of these people are saying in English.
In English. It depends on what part of the country you're from. Yeah. Anyway, no, I'm serious, though. I remember I'm sure we talked about it here. There was a study done, 15 years ago about what the Hispanics were saying. There was swearing and all kinds of things, and nobody paid attention to it because nobody the FCC spoke Spanish at the time.
I remember that.
So, you know, yeah, so this is what's going on. Anyway, more from our perch here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour now. It's 34 after the hour now on the D. Oops, wait a minute. That's not the right program. I have so many programs I do, I forget sometimes what I'm doing. How can I forget this, though? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the radio of the charts from Talkers for the week of March 6th to the 10th. Stories, people list, the whole Megillah is here. So we should start a new segment of the program, Michael. Talkers under arrest. So we have the story there. You know, we've had over the years talk radio folks who have sold things who have gotten into trouble. First name that comes to mind is Sonny Block. Some people may remember him. Some people won't. He was around in the 80s and 90s. He went to jail and died in jail because of his shenanigans on the air. Now, maybe that's an extreme example, but there have been other people who have been arrested and convicted of various schemes, selling things on mostly brokered programs, though. Does that need further explanation, do you think?
Obviously, this is a broad topic that you're picking up and a deep topic, but I don't know off the top of my head whether most of those who have been arrested for deeds committed within the context of their radio broadcasts or on brokered shows or worked for the stations. I can't draw that conclusion. There's been so many, and they're all so complicated and different. There's so many laws that can be broken when you're on the radio. So I don't know whether it has to do with brokered shows, but yes, there have been a lot of people who've been arrested in the act of broadcasting, you know, something that they've done. Yeah.
Some people should be arrested for the act.
And then there are a lot who get away with stuff.
No, I'm talking about some of the people that masquerade as talk radio hosts that really or not. I'm not going to enlist any current or former members of that club.
There are people who get arrested in every profession for abusing their license or for abusing the rights of people that come to them for services within a certain profession, certain ethical boundaries. So it's not just broadcasters. It's just, you know, talk radio has become high profile in the last 30 years or so.
Oh, remember,
it's been a long time.
The first person to give his life as a talk radio host for his beliefs was Alan Berg. Remember that at KOA in Denver? When that was like, how many years ago was that? 30?
Five, it was more than 30. It was pushing toward the 40 years ago. It was in the pre-modern era.
Yeah. And host, though. He was a fabulous talk radio host.
He interestingly was a liberal host on a commercial station out west, and he was shot by what's been described as Nazi skinheads.
Yeah. They didn't like him, what he said about that.
In fact, his story was the basis of the play that became a movie called Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And it goes back. But next week we're going to have a very interesting podcast featuring Ian Freeman, who is part of a syndicated radio show out of Keene, New Hampshire, that has made waves across the country for a long time now. It's called Free Talk Live, and he's been arrested by the FBI. And I'm going to let it stand at that, but I interviewed him while under arrest. He's been arrested now for a while.
Yeah, and it'll I think be they've been podcast. Arrested a couple of times. They got into trouble, but this is real.
Well, he was a radical prankster. He would do things like put money in the meters of parking people and Keene against the law to do that, because then the cops can't write tickets and meet their quota. Or he would go and videotape stuff at courts where they said no video allowing under his First Amendment right. But he's gotten himself into a world of trouble with the FBI over cryptocurrency. It's far too complicated to really get into it now, other than to pre-promote it. Next week, we'll talk about it. It'll be posted at Talkers, a one-hour conversation, no commercial interruptions between me and Ian Freeman about his adventures with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
And now, while we have you talking about the MH interview, why don't you just tell us who's on it this week so folks can listen to it at talkers.com or mhinterview.com.
Well, the current one is with the fellow who has made a famous name for himself, Chris. I'm blanking on his last
Chris Hansen?
Name. Chris Hansen. And he's the guy that has arrested like over 400 predators, sexual predators, online. And he talks about To Catch a Predator and all of that stuff. It's very interesting indeed.
You know,
it's at mhinterview.com.
The reason that's good, what that does, for me anyway, and for those of us who have been doing this for a long time, there was a, formerly before we became so crazed about politics and the Republicans being right-wingers on the air, there were a lot of people who did things on the air that were a result of either getting a tip, and they would, Jerry Williams was great for that in Boston and New York and Chicago, when he was doing, he'd take a story and they'd find something wrong, or they'd find some it was something that the host would focus on and stick to and follow it through. You know, there are guys who stopped a lot of things because of their voices on the air. Vox Populi, I think some people used to refer to it as he. And I remember him again stopping. The governor wanted to put a prison in a town, and the town was small. That's why they wanted to put it there, because they figured there'd be no resistance. And Jerry Williams took on the task and managed to get that building defeated. You know, those were the advocacy days of talk radio.
Yeah, Jerry Williams also was most famous for overturning the rule to put seatbelts in cars. Eventually, they got it, but when they first did it, he had it postponed, and it was through his populist broadcast. We had a lot of muckrakers back in that day.
Might
remember our mutual friend attorney Mike Siegel.
Yeah,
made a big name for himself across the country.
He's still around, too, isn't he? He's still around.
He's semi-retired. He still dabbles in it and writes. He wrote a book and. He's a good fellow.
But
he was a very, very, very big, powerful voice in Seattle talk radio.
Yeah, right.
His was a case where he went too far. He in terms of his career, he was the king of Seattle talk radio, and then he went into national syndication and never quite regained that stronghold that he had in Seattle. Sometimes it's wise to stay where you are. Mm-hmm. Not water it down by going.
Well, national. Everybody thinks they can be a national if they do well locally. Everybody wants to. You see ads in the various trades. I don't know that I'm trying to think of what I've seen in talkers for people who want to be a host. You want to be a host? Call me. I'll make you a star. You know, some radio consultant suggesting that you know he can. It's kind of like going. Well, I was about to trip myself up, and I think I'll stop before I get myself into trouble.
You're learning.
Editing my thoughts, if you will. Yeah,
That extra split second can save your life.
I never, you know what? And I think you and I have talked about this at one point in time. I used to never think about what I said. And some
that
people said,
obvious.
Oh, that was reflected.
I'm just kidding you. I had to.
I'm kidding. No,
I don't.
But I mean, I would say whatever came into my mind. I was famous, if you will, or infamous for saying not things that were necessarily bad. They were either silly or maybe they weren't too smart. But I was we called it free form at the time. You're just talking about free talk live, these guys in New Hampshire. But that was in the day when we didn't feel like we needed to be edited. You know, Imus, certainly a disciple from that, he said whatever came into his mind. So did Howard Stern. I wasn't cut out of that cloth, but I did sort of, I used to say things that seemingly were ridiculous. Or, you know, I'd have my theory about where humans came from, outer space, and people would think that I was certifiable. You know, stuff like that. And now, I mean, I still say that. I still talk about my theory there, but I will think about stuff. It'll come. What's the old expression? Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion.
Well, that's where the action is. The action is in that micro time, that plank time between when the thought occurs to you and when it comes out your mouth.
Your mouth.
And sometimes if you slow it down and you actually analyze the thought process that goes on in that split microsecond between
but
the
thought and
the utterance.
But isn't that what makes it entertaining? Isn't that what makes it fun?
It's true. It makes it entertaining, but it also, there's a risk. There's a downside
to
spontaneity.
Well, now there is.
Well, there always was. There always was. There's always been things that are taboo. It was just different taboos. That's all.
Remember the time I talked about Jesus and a prostitute and I got thrown off of a station down in North Carolina? You knew that was a long time ago, but
well, now you have the opportunity if you pursue that to be thrown off of hundreds of stations.
Yeah. Right, not just one.
Right,
but hundreds
of
stations. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I frankly don't remember that story, but I'm not going to egg you on to repeat it.
Thank
because
you.
Because I don't know if there's a statute of limitations involved in,
in on
that.
Stupidity.
but the whole thing about the split second between thought and action is where the action really is.
Yep, it is. And that's what makes talk radio, the good talk radio hosts and good talk radio programs is so entertaining. We continue in a matter of moments here. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, it's 45 after the hour. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The people list this week from talkers includes Brittany Griner. Griner, the basketball lady who is under arrest in Russia. Nancy Pelosi is number 9. Number 8 on the list of people from Talkers Magazine is the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. At number 7 is Greg Abbott, along with Ken Paxton. Kamala Harris is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Xi Jinping from China is 4. Zelensky from Ukraine is 3. Putin, the punk, is number 2. And Joe Biden, our president, is number 1. That's the people list. We try to put these, they're obviously related to the top stories, and I want to put this list together because sometimes we get off on tangents in our conversations and you don't really know what the list is unless you go to talkers.com or djvshow.com. Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown story list. At your whim, you can go to the djvshow.com website and see the list. You can go to talkers.com and see the list. At number 10, the discussion this week of International Women's Day. It's actually International Women's Month as well. Climate change. Not much discussion about that, but it's on the list. We all know there are only two or three things that have been discussed this week, so let's get to them fast. Number 9, as I said, is the weather and climate. Number 8, the social media and big tech. Number 7, crime and violence. Number 6, COVID. The election of 2022 is 5. January 6th is 4. Then we get to the biggies. Price of gasoline and its impact on the economy is number 3. Our relationship with Russia and China, number 2. And the Ukrainian war certainly is number 1, as you would expect. So those are the items under discussion this week by the great radio hosts on the great radio stations all across our country. All right, so we have a minute or so here, Michael. The idea of the, I'm back sort of stuck on good talk radio hosts and what they do and how they perform and who
decides.
Well,
here's one for you. How about John DePietro of a small station in Rhode Island, WNRI?
Yep.
He decided at his own expense.
This program is heard on WNRI, Woonsocket.
Yeah. And he picked himself up and went to the border at the Ukraine-Polish border, and he's broadcasting back to his station on his smartphone, interviewing the immigrants and the refugees as they're coming across the border.
He used to be in Providence and then got into a problem, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, he's a good broadcaster, and that's exciting. Thank you for filling us in on that story here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we cap off this hour with our discussions weekly with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a professor of law at Bentley University. He practices law. Maybe the emphasis there is practice, but he's been practicing for a long time. He ought to be able to get it right. Hopefully, if you need somebody good, you'll call Steve, and then he'll send you to a good lawyer. That's how it works. Okay, so I'm just teasing the before we get to some of the legal implications of some of the stories this week on the Talkers Countdown, I'm aware of a host from a syndicated program who is under arrest for doing things with crypto. Apparently, the FBI got at him. There have been other hosts who have been arrested in the past for shady practices on the air, et cetera, et cetera. I'm reminded of Sonny Block. Do you remember Sonny Block? You must remember Sonny Block. Don't you remember Sonny Block? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who went to jail and died in jail because of the scams that he perpetrated on the air. I'm chuckling because I knew the guy well and worked with him for a while. Anyway, so in this circumstance, when people get arrested for doing stuff like this, what's the problem? People think that if you're on the radio, you must be legit. Right? It's only those crooks who are developers that get into trouble.
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing about this. And, you know, in my blog, Scamicide, I have written many times about talk show hosts who primarily were dealing with financial talk shows that were convicted and sentenced to prison. My favorite was a woman in Texas who, when she was arrested, they found voodoo dolls that she had of the FBI agents that were coming for her. Didn't work out so well. The agents still were fine. But the bottom line is, there is, as you know, there's a trust level of people that are on the radio. You get to feel like you know them. You build that trust over time. And my motto, again, is, you know, trust me, you can't trust anyone. Just because someone's on the radio doesn't mean they know what the hell they're talking about. And the two big things when it comes to investments are you've got to investigate. You have to understand what the investment is. Bernie Madoff actually at one point blamed his victims. He said, if anybody had looked into what I said I was doing, they would have known it was impossible. Yeah. And then you've got to look into the person who is advising it. And right now, you mentioned crypto. There is such a fear of people missing out. I was writing about a crypto scam the other day and how you can evaluate them. And they have what's called a white paper with all of these details of the blockchain in it. And I actually wrote, if none of this makes sense to you as far as what those topics are, you shouldn't be investing in crypto anyway, because you got to understand what you're investing in and you got to know the person who is doing the investment.
Yep. And I want to, if I'm investing with somebody, they better be a millionaire, because if they aren't, then you got to know that their advice isn't any good, because you'd certainly think if somebody's good at advice, they take their own advice. Right? And so in that circumstance,
you know, I couldn't agree with you more on that. I know more investment advisors, and I'm looking, you don't have the big mansion. You don't have this.
Where's your car, pal? I want to see
why the hell should I trust you?
Invest with you. Right.
Yeah, I'm with you on
now,
that.
With regard to the Ukrainian war, the United States had been turning back people seeking asylum here. There's a case this week of a couple entering in San Diego for processing, and they were blocked. And then the U.S. reversed its course and let this Ukrainian family in. You would think there was sharp criticism aimed at the government, as well there should be. If you're going to take a position on the war, is there some legality that somebody can stand behind that either says yes or no to letting people come in here to seek asylum?
You know, it's really tough, because on the one hand, there are going to be scammers and criminals, and particularly a lot of Ukrainian cyber criminals who may be using this as an opportunity to get in the country. I don't know. So you've got to have some kind of standards. But, and that's a huge but with a capital B, you also have to recognize this is an emergency situation. So you get those evaluations and you put these people at the front of the line to advance this as much as possible.
Yeah, I think under the circumstances, humanity prevails. We certainly haven't prevailed in the leadership department, but maybe we can prevail here to help this situation out. Okay, so there's the overview of some of the legal aspects of what we're talking about this week on News Talk Radio. Thanks to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, an astute and intelligent lawyer here. Those two things in themselves separate him from the rest of the pack. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.